Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Friday at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Hope you are all having a good day. We'll have Sean Henry join us here in just a second. I think Nick is getting him on the line right now. But we told you about this earlier today. I want to pass it along again that Bridgestone Arena, community members can visit the arena from it opened at 11:30 today till 4:30 to charge devices, fill up water bottles, enjoy a meal courtesy of the Preds and concession partner Delaware North. Tomorrow, the Harlem Globetrotters will play two games at the arena, and they're providing an allocation of 500 complimentary tickets to each of the Saturday events to individuals and families impacted by the storm. To talk more about this, we say hello to Sean Henry, CEO of the Nashville Predators, who joins us now. Sean, this is awesome. Yet another cool thing that you and the Predators are doing for the community.
Well, you know, it's funny, and you know how I feel about Nashville and how Nashville helps Nashville all the time. And, you know, if we're fortunate enough to be able to be open with power, it's just nice to be able to kick those doors open and give a few people a chance to get warm, charge some devices, but maybe more importantly, show that, you know, someone cares a little bit about them. It's a pretty good vibe going on right now in the concourse.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. And also with the Globetrotters playing tomorrow at 2 and 7 in partnership with Bridgestone Arena, they have the $500 general admission tickets that I mentioned. And with each ticket, a $10 food and beverage voucher that can be used at concession stands around the arena. Guests may pick up tickets 4 per person at the following locations while supplies last. The Bridgestone Arena box office can do that until 5 o'clock today. And then both Ford Ice Centers in Antioch and Bellevue until 6 o'clock today. So that's where you can go get all of that. And I mean, I think for some people, it'd just be nice to get out of the house and do something.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, our son's without power, so we got lucky. You know, they came over our house, but I know they're going a little stir crazy with their two children. So hopefully this gives people a chance to, you know, go do something. And most importantly, have some fun. You know, I mean, Globetrotters is one of the most fun events you can come to begin with. So if we get a chance to make it a little bit easier to let some families come out and, you know, forget about the storm or the darkness, it's a good thing. And on the other hand, you're going to laugh, too. So it's fun.
I want to, you know, I know you guys don't like patting yourselves on the back and all of that, but you should, because in times like this, and even in times where things are great, the Predators and the Preds Foundation always find a way to make Nashville just a little bit better. And I think especially in these times where a lot of people are going through it, you guys step up in a big way. And just on behalf of Nashville, I want to say thank you to all of you for doing that.
Well, I appreciate that. You know what? We're pretty lucky as an organization. You know, our ownership group, obviously led by Bill Haslam, are, you know, people that live and love Tennessee. And, you know, they help when they can, and we all take help, you know, when we need it. But it's the right thing to do. And we always say, if you're a sports team, all you do is win or lose games or host an event or two, and you don't, you know, flip that attention you get or the Central 5 location that you're in and, you know, open your doors when you can, I think you're probably missing the best part of life. And unfortunately, we can't always do it. You know, sometimes we have other events going on or you're preparing for things. But when you can, it's nice to. And then when you have really good partners like Delaware North, like, you know, the Globetrotters. I mean, you think about the Globetrotters. They're working with us saying, you know what? Let's give away some tickets instead of selling those last tickets. So the sports entertainment industry is really, really good when it's good. And I'm just proud to be able to work with so many good people.
Talking to Sean Henry on the Chase and McJoe Show. Sean, what are the chances tomorrow at 7 o'clock that the Gold Trotters will throw confetti on me? I got front row seats. Is that going to happen?
I always thought it was an actual bucket of water that someone tricked him with a bucket of confetti. But anyone that knows me, Joe, knows literally my favorite event is whoever's playing tonight. But the truth is, I love the Globetrotters more than anything in the world. And I defy anyone to come out and not just sit back and laugh and have fun. I'm mad, though, because my youngest is 18. Our oldest granddaughter is only 2 and a half. And I'm bringing her out tomorrow, too. But she won't really enjoy it that much until next year. She'll enjoy cotton candy and popcorn.
And time with her grandpa.
Yeah, yeah. So you should bring your granddaughter too. But again, they're a year or two away from really, really enjoying it. But I just love them. I really do. And like for you and I at our age, you know, you can name Curly Neal and Meadowlark Lennon and Goose Goslin and all those guys that, you know, they were a cartoon, remember?
That's right.
I mean, it was amazing. they were even on Scooby-Doo once.
They were. And they made it to Gilligan's Island one time too, right?
They made it to and off. That's how talented they were. They forgot to take the seven castaways with them, though.
That's right. Well, maybe that was a good thing. We got two games next week, Monday and Wednesday, before the break. And the team picking up some points in the conversation for the playoff. It's a good time. But two games next week and then Wednesday, the Luke Bryan bobblehead night. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. And, you know, even right now, this, you know, road trip they're on, you know, two out of 4 points, heartbreaker, both losing in overtime. You know, tomorrow's a big game. You know, hopefully you end up with 4 out of 6 points. Then you come home, it'd be good to send the team off to Washington and the Olympics in a really positive way. So it should be a fun time. So get Alan out here and let's cheer this team on.
Let's do it. The other question.
Games have been amazing at home. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They have been. When is the next Nashville Predator beanie giveaway night? I told you, it's the greatest promotion you guys have ever done.
You know, I think we did the last one for this year. We just did the co-branded UT Preds beanie. I know you were probably here on Saturday, and that was a pretty cool day for it. Not many people were here, unfortunately, because of the storm. So we might have a few orange ones laying around that people can pick up on Monday or Wednesday.
I love it. I think I see Preds beanies everywhere. I mean, it's the greatest promotion I've ever seen. So thank you for that, because on days when it's minus 50, my bald head is very warm because of the generosity of one Sean Henry.
Well, I hope you guys do a survey. Are they beanies? Are they skull caps? Are they toques? Are they, you know, what are they?
I think it's kind of like, you know, do you call it soda or a soft drink or pop or
right,
just Coke or whatever? I mean, I really think it's geographical of how you answer that.
Yeah, but there's only one right answer. I'm not going to declare what it is, but I think a beanie is, you know, a little thing that sits on top of your hat with a helicopter above it. Like, the kid from Adam's Family used to wear.
Sean Henry is with us, CEO of the Nashville Predators. You know, we have the DVD has the privilege to talk to Barry Trotz every Tuesday, and you know Barry, he's very transparent about his thoughts and where things are with the team. You know, what's kind of your role with you know, the hockey ops point of view this time of year, approaching the Olympic break, approaching the trade deadline, and kind of watching this team battle night in and night out in a really tight Western Conference for a playoff spot?
You know, I find myself saying this every year, and I think everyone does. Oh, my gosh, it's so tight. So many teams are bundled up. This year, I don't think anyone's ever seen anything like it. You know, from, you know, last place, you know, to the second wild card spot or first in both conferences, it's a handful of points apart. So you can go from wishing you're going to win the lottery to getting in the playoffs and everything in between. And it's going to make for an interesting trade deadline across the league. You know, there are going to be some teams thinking that, you know, they have a chance to stay in it, so they might not move too many players. Some that might acquire someone, maybe they shouldn't. And, you know, I think teams in our position should be looking at it in a very, you know, calculated way, realistic way of what type of team are we, what can we do. If you get in the playoffs, you catch magic. I heard Joe say it yesterday. Remember 2017, we were the 16th seed, and we had a pretty fun year, you know, going into that. Now, if you remember that year, we didn't make a lot of moves to bring, you know, move 20 picks to bring in X player or two players. But we were also in the middle of a decent ride from, you know, the 15 and 16 playoffs since obviously that year and the next. You know, so the next handful of games and then right coming out of the break will write the story for us, I think. I mean, the team will decide what we end up doing, you know, by their own play.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that's obviously what Barry has said, too. It is funny, though, to hear the conversations around the league of, like you said, I mean, it's both conferences that really, I mean, you have some teams that have separated themselves, and I think we know who those teams are, but how tight it truly is, which I think is great for the game and great for media partners, because you have something compelling to watch every night.
It really is. You look at the Devils last night, both of us, both teams. you and me both could either end up, you know, with a top, you know, couple, two, three picks, or we end up in, you know, a first or second wild card spot, which it's very rare to see that in both conferences. But both are so, so tight. But like you said, it really is good for the game because every game right now is like a playoff game, and it's fun. And the way our team's playing, no matter what happens in the game, we're in every single game. And that is something fun to watch. And then you see, you know, our stars are our stars again. You see young guys emerging. You know, with the Olympic rules, we have an opportunity to send a few guys down so they can play a few more games. And then towards the end of the Olympic break, they can play a few more. But I think that's really important to keep our young guys playing as much as they can, even when we're on our three-week break.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, Brian Daboll, the former Giants coach, is coming to town. Is it okay if he gives you all of his old Giants gear to have?
You know, I've lost a little weight, so I don't think I can fit into his stuff. But I like what's happened, you know, with our Titans. I think, you know, they got one of the better coaches that were available. I love what he was saying yesterday. And I think bringing Daboll in as an offensive coordinator is a lot better than bringing him in as your head coach. And I think that duo is going to be pretty good. And you got to believe Daboll is going to be a head coach again if he has some success, you know, with a young quarterback.
Absolutely.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Are you guys positive about it? I'm just curious.
Oh, I feel good. I like Saleh. I like Daboll. I mean, I think, hey, maybe they're doing some right things.
Yeah, it's as good as that Henry Wicket ticket over at Bridgestone.
And Kennedy. Don't forget Kennedy.
There you go. No, it really is fun. You know, we're playing some fun hockey right now. You know, as he's getting ready to launch again, Titans are having, you know, some positive news with their hires. It's good when the teams are positive. And then, you know, the men and women over at West End are lighting up the world right now. It's fun to be a sports fan in Nashville again.
It is. Sean, appreciate it as always, and stay warm. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Joe, I'll see you in the front row.
You got it, buddy. Can't wait.
Sean, thank you.
Sean Henry, CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program. We'll come back with what day is it and celebrity birthdays and wrap up this week. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.